This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I remember reading a comment about us too, Marika, because I also do read all the comments. And it was a negative one, and I wanted to share it with you, everybody.
What was it?
It was, an episode
Don't
where Amir was
Don't gesticulate like
it.
That. Your hand's Sorry. Taking up an eighth of the frame.
Sorry, let me pull it back. So Amir was in the episode as well. And Marika, you and I were in the corners of the video. And one comment was, are the people in the corners comedians? If not, why are they there?
Yeah,
that was a good one. That's a good one.
Soundboard and...
There you go.
No way. We still can't hear you.
Is this the bit?
It's all planned.
Is this episode one? This was his plan the whole time. He's not coming back for 45 minutes.
Yeah. How are you guys doing? How's your cock, Grayson?
There's no getting away from this. Here we go.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
You cannot hear
what?
This?
Oh, no.
There you go.
All right. And then can you hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
We should have done the thing where, like, even when he comes back, we all pretend to still not hear him.
That was a disaster. I'm going to see how much of that I can keep in. But first, let's talk about Joel's shirt. So I texted all of you. This is the Tuesday before this episode comes out on this Friday, saying, hey, sorry for the last minute ask. Can you guys do the show? You're all here. Thank you very much. Joel said, should we all wear the same outfit? Not only is there one more person than usual on today's episode, but to assume that any of us have the same shirt enough to wear it to match beyond a white tee and more specifically Manscaped is a travesty. I meant to
I actually do
sentence.
Have a Manscaped shirt. I just chose not to wear it.
There's no way.
I do too.
Casey?
I do not have a Manscaped shirt.
Yeah, I'm a brand ambassador.
That's really good. How has that not ever been pitched to them? This is like ad agencies never know what to do. But let's talk about it. I mean, how do you guys manscape?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Not like how do you do it, but like what do you like to keep?
Grayson?
I'll pass.
That's how this episode's gonna go. Then,
no, I can plug.
You could plug.
I like to keep it trim.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like to keep it trim. Sure.
It's scorched earth for me.
What do you mean? You were burned?
No, laser hair.
Actually?
From the waist down.
There's no way.
Top up, it's all hair.
Yeah, why?
I like to be slick and smooth, man.
Joel, how do you manscape?
Yeah, I like the trim. What I did, in fact, get a Brazilian not too long ago.
When and why?
And where? This was actually the week before I started working at HeadGum.
So you wanted to be ready for the retreat in Arizona.
It was exactly that. I came in last in my fantasy football league.
Oh, there you go.
So
was it incredibly painful?
It was. I explained like the bet situation. I was like, oh, it's gonna take it a little easier. You know, I don't really care about this Brazilian so much. And the woman said, no, you paid for Brazilian, I'm gonna give you a Brazilian. So
what?
Good for her.
Good for her.
A woman of principle, a waxer of principle.
Yeah, she's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Which you do want if you're getting a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to hurt a little, I just would rather it hurt a lot and be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I that makes sense to me. We should get her on this show because she's great at waxing.
That was pretty good. Casey, who do you think is the best dressed on the pod today? And don't say Joel, for the love of God.
Wow. You know?
Brad's already celebrating.
Yeah, Brad. Brad does look pretty good. Brad and Jeff are wearing similar outfits, though.
Yeah, but Brad, both of his items of clothes, like, one-up me. Like, my t-shirt is fine, his is good. And then your hat looks like it costs actual money instead of being found on a street.
Yeah, Brad, what does it say on your hat?
Local. Channel 5. Channel 5 News. Shout out.
Yeah, Brad takes it
for
me.
That? I feel like I was going to give it to Brad until he said that. What? Which local
Wait,
news?
Is it up to me it's or not. Is it up to you?
You. I just am shocked.
He already said me, Jeff.
All right. Congratulations, yeah. Brad.
Thank you.
Joel, I'm glad you're back on the show because your debut episode, I didn't prepare anything. And I feel like it put you in a really tough spot.
It did. So this time you also didn't prepare?
This time I have shit.
You texted us like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, but I had an episode outlined. I changed the last segment to be more specific. Here's the life update from me. I had COVID two Saturday days ago till this past Saturday. And then I had to move all my shit. I already told Joel this, but over the weekend. And so I'm fucking exhausted. I still feel run down. Body's sore. Mind isn't right. Throat is feeling still honestly a little tight. And I don't know who to ask for help from in general. Forget how I'm feeling today.
Is this I like thought you were going to rap in the middle there when that middle part rhymed.
Yeah, I was waiting for what kind of song was coming up.
How many times have you had COVID now?
That's going to be, I'm in the three timers club.
You're the only one.
No, I know. And I also did nothing like until I got vaccinated. So I'm actually pissed about it. Like, I went nowhere. I was locked down. Did everything right according to CDC shit. And even then some. And now I've had it three times. How is that fair to me?
You get a CDC warning on this video.
I've gotten a lot of CDC warnings on shit. Even shit that I don't mention vaccines, I don't mention COVID. They're just like, this might give you a virus if you look at this photo of him. Let's talk about everybody's, let's just get it over with. I hate doing this segment, but I have to commit to it because I think it'll eventually get funny again. My bond of the week is Dakota Johnson. It's time for a bondage.
That'll do.
Bond DSM. Honestly, they already did that. In Casino Royale, the guy's doing like cock and ball torture on his ass.
On his ass? Or
imagine if in that scene, every time the like rope swung up and hit him, it went into his ass and then back out. That would be as painful, I think. Brad, are you into CBT?
CBT?
Cock and ball torture.
Fuck.
No. Or is that more of a Joel thing?
I mean, he did get a Brazilian.
Yeah.
It was primed. But.
Do you guys have any bond of the week? You don't all have to have one this week.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Grayson?
Daniel Craig.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I thought so. I feel like he'd do well.
Yeah.
You're like first week working at a casting office. I feel like
he's done it before.
The one thing, like, there's a bunch of actors on the boards. Like, the thing with these guys is they haven't proven themselves like Craig. We know he can do it. Why wouldn't we just go with the sure thing? Brad?
Sean Connery's ghost. Is he dead?
Yeah.
He is dead?
I thought you were going to say Sean Kingston.
He sang that beautiful girl song?
Somebody call MI5.
Yeah, plus with Sean, you don't have to pay a second celebrity to write the theme song.
A Sean Kingston Bond theme.
Where all them beautiful girls. Bond girls.
Yeah, that was just the song.
They can reuse it. It fits.
All right, if nobody has any other Bond of the Weeks. All right, then no, let's take it not. Into the news of the day here. Side-by-side Florida mansions built for identical twins asks $54 million.
So wait, you said at the beginning that you had prepared for this episode, right?
This is me preparing.
Okay.
A pair of Florida mansions built for identical twins are coming on the market together for $54 million.
Each?
For the pair. So it's actually kind of a deal.
Yeah. Where in Florida?
Glad you asked. I think Fort Lauderdale.
I'm from those parts.
Really? Oh, located in Southwest Ranches.
I don't know where that is.
20 miles from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Sounds like a good deal.
Are they identical or?
Honestly, yeah, kind of. I mean, look, you want to see this?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like these houses have about as many differences as physically the twins might.
But the mansions are also identical?
I mean, it seems to be. I mean, this tower isn't on this one. Honestly, if I'm choosing between the two, I'm leaning this way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm looking at one of those, like, spot the difference games.
Yeah. But you don't know what this one looks like on the other side or vice versa.
Does it say anything about the twins that they were built for? Was it like the fucking Island Boys or something?
Yeah, so they're owned by chiropractor Robert Lewin and his wife, Lisa Lewin. But that's not actually the twins. That's okay. Just who owns it now.
Do you subscribe to the Wall Street Journal?
I don't. I have Apple News, though. Which I think gives you some limited access to every publication. How about this? A prominent scientist posted an image of a distant star he said was taken by the Webb telescope. It was actually a slice of chorizo.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Was this a prank?
I don't know if it was a joke or not. That's the issue.
When I first saw this, I thought it was that TikTok that Howie Mandel posted of the prolapsed anus. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that,
Brad?
I have seen that.
Howie Mandel just posted a TikTok of a prolapsed anus, and it went super viral.
He's a weird dude. Kim Kardashian wants you to know that. What's that?
No, it's fine.
Kim Kardashian wants you to know that her bones are extremely dense.
She wants who to know?
How?
You.
Who specifically are you talking
Grayson.
To? Grayson. Oh. Kim.
Kim. Call me. Yeah. She also did a body scan. 18.8% body fat. So I think she was reaching out to Grayson to see if Rocky Mountain Athletics would be able to get her down to 15. And
it's 2 weeks in a row of great plugs for the gym.
Grayson, you are like a fitness guy. This is a good question for you. And Brad, you are too, but you're like the way Brad does fitness, it's like, oh, he's just having fun in his life. He's incorporating into his life. I see Grayson on Instagram. It looks like he's putting himself through like physical and mental anguish just to feel something. Anyway, Grayson specifically, what do you think the best body fat to have is?
Like the best body fat percentage?
Also what type of body fat, yeah.
I'm going to go with 7.7%.
So it's a joke answer. Are you being serious?
I mean, that would be cool to if you had that. You'd be ripped.
But like for health, what do you say?
Probably in the 10 to 15 range. Actually, I'm just going to go 15. That's going to be my answer. Final answer. Lock it in.
All right. That sucks.
What are you at?
I'm at, well, my thing said 12, but I don't buy that.
What thing?
The like scale thing that you hold. The fucking the electricity thing.
The monitor.
A plumber told me that I looked about 10% body fat, and I took his word as gospel. But I think I'm probably more like 14 or 15.
That's perfect.
Nah, I'd like to get down to like 10.
Or 7.7.
I'm a dietitian, and it's time to stop pathologizing emotional eating. It's okay to eat your feelings sometimes, says Christine Byrne.
Is this news?
Is this still news? The publication is called Self.
And?
Hand. Well, this says, okay, so there's a pull quote, too, that's not even, like, a part of the rest of it, and it just kind of yells at you that, of course food is emotional. This is not only, like, an op-ed, but a puff piece.
Jeff, what's the least emotional food?
That's a really good, do you have an answer?
I mean, what I just saw on the screen was Soylent, which is what I was thinking is kind of the least emotional food.
That's like tech. That's not even food. What is this? This is my favorite one of so far. Casey, I want you to read this headline.
We bought a bargain Italian home and added an elevator.
So,
that's
the
news.
That's
the
CNN
news
travel.
On CNN.
I'm Anderson Cooper. Yeah, but there's Italian homes for like rock bottom prices. I wonder if the five of us go in on sort of a bachelorino pad.
Yeah, what's rock bottom in Italy?
That's going to be the better part of $10 million. No, I follow this account on Instagram called Cheap Dream Homes, and you can get a place for like less than $200,000, like a 3-bedroom.
Where? In Italy?
I wish. Montpelier, Vermont. No, in Italy, yeah. Like the countryside.
So two of us will just bunk up, or two groups of us.
Well, Brad's not invited because it's only for bachelorinos.
That's fine.
Your voice cracked.
I think he's gonna cry.
I'm fine.
All right, we do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna put together something I think is really special. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. August 16th, this episode comes out August, I think, 19th. Summer is nearly 4 weeks nigh on ending. Right. And so I think that we have to maximize our summers in a certain way with specific regards to swanging that thing. Let's talk about our 2022 summer fuck it lists. This is real. I want us all to come up with one sexual activity that we'd like to take part in. And then I want to have this same group on September 22nd, the fall solstice, and report back. How was it? Did we like it? You know, maybe choose something that you're not sure if you're going to like it or not.
Okay, I have a good answer for this.
Let's hear it.
Shakespeare in the Park.
And is that, yeah.
Is that a position?
That's where one of your legs is spread wide like the stage.
The world's a stage.
Care to elaborate?
No, I mean, I just think it's a great summer outdoor activity to go see with someone special.
So you want to go on a date there and then just have normal sex afterwards?
It won't be normal, but...
Holy shit. That's fucking awesome, Joel. I was just talking to somebody about something I want to try, but I don't know if I want to divulge it here. And I don't even remember what it is. I would just say it. But I'm like, what was the thing that I was sheepish to bring up to a friend?
Okay.
He wants us to like beg for him to say it.
No, I don't know what it is. I kind of want to go last. Brad, you're married, so this is really attainable.
Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
No, you have a partner that you trust that you can have communication with and say, hey, this is something I want to try in the next 4 weeks. Yibish.
I think we should have my wife on the show.
I think I would love, we did a therapy episode between Amir and Avital. I'd love to do that for you and, what's her name, Winona?
No.
Shot in the Dark? Well, what if it was it?
Not close.
Grace. And
no.
Hild.
Grayson.
Grace and Hild. Middle name?
Yeah.
Nigella.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's your wife's name? First and last?
It's Marette. Yeah.
Brad looks like he's going to beat the shit out of me. When you look at what I did, I didn't say anything. Summer fuck it list?
I don't know. There's a couple of waterfalls we want to run to.
And rim each other under. I feel like you guys are treating this normally just like as a bucket list, which is fine. We can also do that, but I'm wondering if we answer the real question first.
I mean, I brought up the Howie Mandel
prolapsed anus. That's a medical emergency. That's not.
You're in the middle of the forest, not near any medical help.
And depending on Brad's manscaping, so is the prolapsed anus.
I mean, they say don't go chasing waterfalls.
Right.
So don't
go. I also feel like you just did chase waterfalls over the weekend. I saw it on your Instagram story.
Yeah, I went on a run.
Casey?
Well, I'm not really, dating right now and probably won't be by the end of the summer. But Shakespeare in the Park sounds pretty good.
Are you going to New York? Or are you going to start doing Hamlet at Griffith?
Yeah, I think I'll go to the old zoo and start doing Hamlet and then, see what happens.
Going ham.
Yeah.
You have a ninesome?
Yeah, you know what? That's my fuck it list. I want to do a ninesome. In the next 4 weeks.
Talking dirty and rhyming couplets. I had a pent up... fuck me. I got up all my pent up sexual tension in iambic pentameter.
That's good.
That was easy.
Grayson, let's get yours in real fast.
That's what she said.
Uh-oh.
He cut out and it's almost a blessing in disguise.
I think he did that on purpose.
Oh, can you hear? Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay, well, we'll just move on then.
All right, full steam ahead. Here we go. Welcome to Joel's Goals. Joel, from 1 to 10, how successful do you consider yourself right now?
I think success is something you can always strive for and never fully attain.
So a 1?
I don't think
so. You don't think so?
No. You think Graham Nash is sitting in the East Village being like, I have more to do?
Who's Graham Nash?
Forget it. Forget it. Just, if you had to ascribe a numerical value.
All right, let's say like a 3.
I disagree with that as well. I'd put you at a 7.
Either way.
But that's also because we have differing opinions on your ceiling.
You think I'm pretty close to
to as good as it can get. No, I just But I mean, to your point, though, there's always room for growth, right? And so I thought that we could talk about some of your goals that you have for yourself, and then we could talk about maybe how we come into the fold of Joel's goals. How can we be of service to thy ass? And then also, what are goals that we maybe see for you that you didn't even think possible or probable for yourself?
Got it. That's good.
Let's start with you. What tangible goals? I know this is very similar to the summer fucking list, but that was supposed to be about sex. This is only for Joel, and it's about, for the rest of the year, goals. It could be about sex. It could be not. That you see for yourself, that you've set for yourself. Heights you want to soar to.
It's a tough question. I would like to make it to 26. That will be one.
Mm. And when is that?
September 15th.
Virgo
calendar, yeah, get that on time.
I love Virgos.
Thanks. That's a goal of mine.
That's
so,
it.
That's sort of like the baseline survive.
Let's go up a couple steps on the pyramid. You know, get to maybe some more like fun goals that you have.
Sure. Actually, on my birthday, I'm gonna be in Portland or Oregon. I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure if I'll actually be in Portland. So one goal will be a successful Oregon road trip that I'm going on.
That's fun. Brad?
Oh, we've already talked
invite
about
him.
It.
Okay.
Invite him.
Invite him to your house. All right, so Joel's two goals are going to Portland and not dying until September 15th.
Are there other slides? Like, I thought you were going to move on and sort of you had set the goals out for me. Is that not how this works?
I mean, I have some ideas,
okay,
but I want to hear from you guys first. Casey and Grayson, do you guys have any, Casey for short, do you guys have any ways that maybe you could help Joel attain these two goals? Grayson, maybe you and Joel could work out. That helps him. You know, whether it's at Rocky Mountain Athletics in Denver, Colorado, or is it Boulder?
It's Denver.
Denver, Colorado, or whether it's, you know, just in New York, keeping his life force strong and vital.
Absolutely. Joel, let's talk. I think let's talk offline about that.
Sounds good.
And then Casey, maybe you could pay, I'm sorry to even say, but his airfare to Portland.
That'd be huge.
Joel, we'll talk about it offline.
This shucks. All right. Well, Brad's already helping, so I guess that's a good outcome of this segment and not prior conversations. Now I think it's time that we lob up some goals for Joel.
Can we talk about the slide again?
Why?
I just noticed you got the same font across the board this time. It's an improvement.
Huge.
Yeah, I did a slide last week where I didn't match the font of Breaking Bad.
I think it'd look a little better if you kind of fixed the kerning a bit.
Mm.
I think if you stretched out goals so yeah, it's kind of even with Joel's, it'd look a little bit better.
Yeah, that is kind of off-putting.
Yeah, but the S's sort of line up. I wonder if that's good.
Sort of, but like kind of not really, actually.
I wonder if that's good.
All right, well, I'll just kick things off.
Next slide.
Speaking of body fat percentage, Joel, what if you got down to 2.5% body fat?
It's unhealthy.
Yeah, that sounds really bad.
It goes actively against goal number one.
Yeah, I think not only is that
unhealthy. You think I go to Shakespeare in the Park at 2.5 BMI? <No chance. laughs> Wouldn't last an act.
You take one step in your apartment, not even out, and you just shatter. Yeah, I do think that that goes beyond the essential fat you need to survive enough to breathe. But I just wonder, I mean, it's like, you know, reach for the stars, land on the clouds. You know, maybe you reach for 2.5 and you get to like 9.
Yeah, actually, the last time I was on the podcast, we discussed how I wouldn't mind bulking up a bit.
I
This show is so bad.
So, Joel, bulking up is one of your goals?
Oh. Yeah. I'd like to add 2.5 to whatever my BMI is.
That's good. I mean, you're probably looking at, like, what, 7 pounds?
What?
What is redoable? Sorry. All right. What about journaling less? Just to save some paper.
Yeah, no, that's a great call. I mean, it's sort of good for the world and me.
In more than one way, too. Like, not even just, like, saving paper for the environment, but also just making sure your thoughts stay up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, make me a less thoughtful person as I interact with the world.
Yeah. Brad Hill?
Yeah.
Joel's goals? I don't want to be the only one dominating the conversation.
You don't? I don't know, man. He said he wants to... L's. Was that on purpose? Did you
no,
guys see that?
I don't
that
know
too?
Why it does that.
Joel's L's.
That'll be our end of the year episode. Knowing we didn't add anything
we
to his
count
BMI.
Count all the goals that he failed on. I don't know. You made a pretty nice looking what was it, an eggplant parm the other day, Joel?
That's true. Had a little
so
dinner
maybe,
party.
Maybe hosting more dinner parties, maybe sending an invite.
It's funny, that ended up as our, when we were on our retreat, and there was the whole, like, whatever that thing was, fast forward thing. That was one of my goals, was hosting more dinner parties.
You also, I think, mentioned it on the last episode you were on of this show. So that's a Joel's goal.
So.
It was... You're right.
That was me and you offline, Jeffrey.
Okay, I just thought that was maybe a Joel's goal that you got a hold of. What about calling friends more?
Out.
So, like, calling, like, I don't know, fucking English out on her bullshit more often in terms of...
Sound. English, there's nothing to call out English on.
Really?
She's great. Great to be in the office with.
She's awesome.
Has she been on the podcast?
No, she was almost on this week's episode when it was going to be yesterday, but it wasn't possible. Anyway, all right. What about not buying things you need?
Going without.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I actually would like to be more minimalist. I think about it every time I move. I'm kind of like, I wish I owned nothing.
That's where I'm at right now. I mean, like, I have way less closet storage, and these two boxes, I just have nowhere to put them. And they're full.
You could get rid of them.
Yeah, but they're both kind of essential. There's other shit I could get rid of. The bottom one's clothes. The top one is sort of a fuck it list thing. Clean out your car and then put that junk on your bike as a goal.
I don't have a car.
Do you have a bike?
Yeah.
Okay, new goal. Trade in your bike for a trike. What's better than two wheels? Four. But three will do.
Then sell my trike and get a car. Yeah.
I feel like we were having a fun time conversation, and then as soon as I started Joel's goals, everybody's gone quiet. Except for Joel, who's kind of in the hot seat, which is uncomfortable for him.
I can take it.
Go to the dentist and prove them wrong. I do not need a filling, sir. And let me tell you why. Last one, buy less plastic, you know, maybe more like polyester and nylon.
It's plastic.
What's that?
That's plastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Joel's goals is over.
That was Joel's goals. It is helpful having four guests instead of three because it sort of spreads the poison across equally. So everybody gets, instead of like 33%, you guys are all getting 25%.
Of the poison?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or does it not feel that way?
I definitely feel poisoned.
Yeah. That's all I had. We can do plugs, we can end it, or if you guys have any grievances or fun facts or anything you want to share, you know, I want this to be an open forum. What do you guys think of circumcision? I saw that being debated on Twitter today.
Plugs, I think.
No, let's talk about it.
My body, my choice, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Was Except it your choice, though?
Like, yeah.
No, it was not my choice at all.
Yeah, that's a... So you're arguing for not circumcision.
Yeah, adult circumcisions.
Yeah. Okay.
You're arguing against adult circumcisions?
No, I think only adults should be circumcised.
What about a... If you
should
choose,
oh yeah, that's maybe the weirdest take you could have, that no baby should be circumcised, but every 18-year-old should.
What about getting it put back on?
Now that's interesting.
I can't believe we're not there yet with the science of it all. You know,
yeah, like we don't have the technology to regrow foreskin.
You could get a BBL,
yeah,
but I can't get a. An FSI foreskin implant.
What about a BBM BBL? So it's like a BBL that has like BlackBerry Messenger capabilities.
An FSI. Like
you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. We're 250 away from 10,000. Again, I actually will post a photo of my ass somewhere. I have to figure out where that's legal. Once we get to 10,000, I already have the photo ready, and let's kick it off to Casey.
You can follow me on Twitter at Casey Donahue. You can follow me on Letterboxd at Casey Donahue. That's it.
Oh, Casey, have you seen The Black Phone?
I have, yes.
What did you think about it?
I liked it for the most part. Yeah, I saw it a few months ago, so I'm kind of having a hard time remembering what exactly happened, but it was a good little thriller.
Yeah. I thought it was good because it made me jump scare a little bit. But like some of this normal conversation dialogue nobody would say under those circumstances, like children are going missing every day, and then the daughter is like, and don't eat all the ice cream before I get home. And I'm like, what? But also, I don't think she was a great actor.
Ooh, shots fired.
I'll go toe-to-toe with this fucker. All right, get the little fucker on the fucking show, and I'll tell her everything she did wrong.
Okay.
Well, no, hang on, because I don't actually want her to, like, her feelings to get hurt. I just want to be honest.
Okay, man.
That's how people respond when someone's being a real asshole. Joel plugs...
Yeah.
You can get at me on the gram at Joel Mandunoff.
And where can people come at you? Like, where do you live in New York if they want to fight you?
Meet me at Shakespeare in the Park and I'll take you the fuck down. Othello style.
Who's it gonna be? It's a real power struggle here. It's like, who wants to get out of here enough to go first so that we can finish the plugs, but also who wants to be man enough to go last and hold out? This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Joel, Casey, should we place bets? I think Grayson's going to cave first because he also has to listen to this entire episode back again in the next 2 days to edit it. That's Brad tough. Is home free as soon as he hops off the Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, but then Grayson can also cut it so he finishes first even if he goes second. So
that is true. I'll go. Follow Rocky Mountain Athletics on Instagram.
This is an interesting strategic move because you're going first, but you're plugging Grayson's shit.
Yeah, I'm kind of big timing him.
Wow.
I like the idea, too, that Brad just has, like, 8 more, 10 more, 15 more dogs come in. It's like, dude, this is against the law, I think.
Every time he plugs Rocky Mountain, another one appears.
And follow Brad on Instagram, at BradTheHuman.
Follow Grayson at GrayKWise. And go to Rocky Mountain Athletics. And run up a waterfall if you've got time.
Gray K, we get it. Do you ever do that?
No.
I'm going to kill myself.
That,
oh, God. Oh, I timed my peace sign perfectly.
The next episode, we just don't post anything in the feed.
Just a different host, and we don't bring it up at all.
And it's just Angie for 5 minutes being like, this is where the service is going to be.
It's at Shakespeare, it's at Shakespeare in the Park.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.